Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, March 14th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that U.S. regulators are planning another auction of collapsed tech lender Silicon Valley Bank after they were unable to find a buyer over the weekend. FDIC officials told Senate Republicans that they had additional flexibility to sell SVB now that regulators had declared its failure a threat to the financial system. That's according to people familiar with the matter and notes on the discussion seen by the Journal. The timetable for the second auction was unclear. President Biden is seeking to step up FBI background checks of would-be gun buyers as part of a new executive order, according to White House officials. The directive is aimed at moving the U.S. as close to universal background checks as possible without needing congressional legislation, the officials said. The president is expected to announce the new order today during a visit to Monterey Park, California, the site of a deadly mass shooting in January. Uber, Lyft, and other companies scored a victory with a California court ruling that allows them to continue to treat workers as independent contractors under state law. However, the decision also paves the way for gig economy workers to unionize. A group of ride-hailing app drivers and labor unions has been challenging the constitutionality of the law, known as Proposition 22. The group is considering whether to appeal the ruling to the California Supreme Court. Stock markets in Asia ended the day down, while European shares were mostly higher in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained ahead of consumer inflation figures due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.